USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The economy around the world is slowing. The International Monetary Fund slashing its projections for economic growth to 3.2% this year. Next year's forecast looks even weaker, with the IMF citing inflation and the war between Ukraine and Russia, among other factors. The Commerce Department will release new GDP figures Thursday. Republican Congressman Michael Walz is critical of the Biden administration's handling of inflation, saying it won't deter Russia's president from the war on Ukraine.
As long as gas prices stay as high as they are, Putin will have as much as he needs to continue his war machine.
Record-breaking rainfall is causing flash flooding near St. Louis in Illinois. So far, one person has died, and at least 70 people have had to be rescued. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As the crisis on our U.S.-Mexico border continues, fentanyl continues to be smuggled in the United States.
Two Washington state men were arrested for smuggling 91,000 fentanyl pills in potato chip containers. Juan Hernandez and Alejandro Velasquez were arrested after agents casing a parking lot in Bellingham saw them with the duffel bag and made the arrests. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
More coronavirus cases in the United States are being blamed on the BA5 variant of Omicron. The CDC saying it's responsible for about 82% of the variants that are in circulation for the week that ends on Saturday. It comes as President Biden's doctor says the commander-in-chief was likely infected by that variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
The Senate Judiciary Committee holds a hearing on protecting police officers. The hearing comes in the wake of 73 officers being killed in the line of duty in 2021, with more than 50 others dying in accidents, according to the FBI. President and Executive Director of the National Fallen Officer Foundation, Sergeant Demetric Penny, criticizes activists who call for defunding the police and electing progressive district attorneys.
The defund the police movement is responsible for is also responsible for the overcorrection by these progressive DAs and their refusal to prosecute criminals. Police officers nationwide have expressed their frustration with having to arrest the same criminals over and over again because of no bail initiatives.
Senator Chuck Grassley says multiple whistleblowers are raising concerns about potential corruption with the FBI and Department of Justice. The Iowa Republican has written a letter to the directors of both the FBI and DOJ about claims of tampering by senior officials in politically sensitive investigations. Grassley says the investigations range from election and campaign finance probes to Hunter Biden's financial and foreign business dealings. Mega Millions fever continues, at least for another day. The jackpot tonight is set for $830 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.